I always smile when I hear the apocryphal version of today's gospel story. It goes something like this. Jesus straightened up and said, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, Jesus bent down and wrote on the ground. Then all of a sudden, a rock comes flying through the air at the woman caught in adultery, just missing her head by a half an inch. And then Jesus straightened up, turned around, and said, "Mother!" Yes, of course, this is a fictional story. But it is absolutely true that Mary is the only human person who fits the description as one among us without sin. We know that Mary is perfect. She's immaculate. Because Mary is without sin, she could have thrown the first stone. But she didn't. And of course she wouldn't. Because Mary is the mother of mercy. Now, we know that Jesus is not a human person. Jesus is a divine person. And because Jesus is a divine person, his very essence is perfection. And so Jesus also fits the description as one among us without sin. And yet, Jesus doesn't throw a stone either. Because Jesus and Mary are without sin, they are free to cast a stone at the woman caught in adultery. But of course, they don't. That's the irony. The two people that could have thrown stones don't. And those who can't throw stones, those that are sinners, sure want to. Everybody else, except for Jesus and Mary, falls into the category of what St. Paul says, all men have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. We fit the description as someone with sins. And even though we can't throw stones, we sometimes find it easy to do so. How easy it is to find the little tiny splinter in somebody else's eye while missing the big 2x4 in my own. How easy it is to condemn and judge others, even though Jesus constantly warns us, "Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and then you will not be condemned." Rather than throwing stones or condemning or judging, it would be probably better to do our own homework. For I myself have a lot of homework to do. A lot of internal purification that I need to work on myself. And besides, because of my sinful human late nature, I don't know the whole story. And hence, I can't be just and merciful. I usually lean one way or the other. I either say, "Kill her because that's what's just according to the law." Or I lean too far the other way and say, "Oh, adultery isn't a big deal. It's okay. Everybody's committing adultery these days. What you're doing is fine. Any type of behavior is acceptable to me. Adultery, murder, idolatry, anything goes." It's really hard to get the balance. The only person who can judge perfectly is the one who is perfect. Who's Jesus? Jesus is both perfect justice and perfect mercy at the exact same time. Notice that Jesus doesn't say to the woman caught in adultery, "Oh, let's pretend your adultery didn't happen. It's really not a sin. It's no big deal." No, Jesus hates sin. He despises sin. Adultery is bad. It's evil. It's wrong. It's sinful. Jesus hates sin, but he so loves the sinner. He so loves the sinner. And so he says to the woman caught in adultery, "Go, but sin no more." Jesus basically says to the woman caught in adultery, "Injustice, you deserve to die, but I'm going to give you a second chance. I'm going to give you a second chance, just like the fig tree got a second chance at producing fruit, just like the prodigal son got a second chance at being a faithful son." Jesus says, "Let me give you a second chance. Go, but don't sin anymore." And so Jesus was left alone with the woman. That is the most beautiful line in today's gospel. Jesus was left alone with the woman. St. Augustine says, "There remained a great misery and a great mercy." Isn't that beautiful? There remained only two: a great misery and a great mercy. It's even more beautiful in the Latin. St. Augustine wrote in Latin. And so St. Augustine says, "There remained a great miseria and a great misericordia." Isn't that beautiful? There remained a great miseria, a great misery, but can you see that the word mercy, misericordia, has the word misere in it? Misericordia has the word misery in it, miseria, but it also has the word cordia in it, which means, of course, heart. And so what is mercy, literally? Misericordia is when our misere, our misery, gets swallowed up in the cordia, in the heart of our merciful Savior, Jesus Christ. And so he was left alone with the woman. And that's how it'll be in the end, at our particular judgment. It'll be just you and Jesus. A great misery and a great mercy. Thanks be to God, there won't be all kinds of other people around. You won't get to judge me. Thanks be to God, you probably would have thrown stones long ago, right? So you won't get to judge me. And your children won't get to judge you as parents. And your students won't get to judge you, and your boss isn't going to get to judge you, and the bishop isn't going to get to judge you, and the pope isn't going to get to judge you, your pastor isn't going to get to judge you. In the end, at the particular judgment, it'll be Jesus to judge us, who is perfectly just and perfectly merciful at the same time. Just you and Jesus. Aren't you glad that we won't have to stand up in front of everyone and confess our sins? Aren't you glad that we don't have public confessions anymore, where you have to come up and stand in front of everybody and say, "I'm an adulterous woman," like this poor woman had to do in front of all of these people? Isn't it nice that we can confess our sins just between you and Jesus? In the sacrament of penance. Just you and Jesus. A great misery and a great mercy. We don't receive any sacramental graces by confessing our sins to a tree in the woods or to the radio in the car. We only receive sacramental graces in the confessional by crossing through that holy door to have that encounter between you and Jesus alone. In this extraordinary year of mercy, you know that our goal is that every person in our parishes, that every single person in our parishes would make a good confession during this year of mercy. And we have now exactly just 2 weeks now before Easter. What an awesome opportunity during the next 2 weeks to make a good confession. I encourage you, come and experience God's unconditional love and mercy and forgiveness in the sacrament of penance. I guarantee Jesus and Mary won't throw stones at you. I pray that all of your great misery will be absolved in the heart of his great mercy.